Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Drew and Jonathan Scott.
Yes! Woo!
Good morning.
Standing ovation before.
And it's funny because all three of us actually are standing.
Yeah, that is so funny.
You can see.
Yeah.
We're giving you the respect that you guys deserve. So a new children's book, your second one, it's called Builder Brothers, Better Together. And I know that the storyline from the book a little bit talks about you two being competitive and you build a little soapbox derby cars and everything, but you can't figure it out on your own. So you go solo and kind of do your own thing. And you guys were competitive as kids growing up. How competitive are you still to this day, and who gets the final say more times than not over the other when you guys come, you know, to like your shows?
Nothing has changed. Even at 41 years old, we are just as competitive and just as immature. However, usually, I'd say last three brother versus brothers I've won? I'd say Jonathan typically wins because he's carrying power tools. You don't want to mess with that. But it's fun. And Builder Brothers, the series, it was the reason we came out with that. It's our second book we just released. Was because we found we had so many kids. It blows our mind that, you know, kids 5, 6, 7 years old, they love watching real estate and design television. And so we thought, why don't we do a little something for them? And this book, having that hands-on project at the end where they can build a little soapbox derby car, or in the first book they could build a birdhouse, it's just a fun, tactile thing. Kids like to get hands-on. And the messaging in the book is great, too, that working together is a great thing. You know, your idea isn't the only great idea. There are other great ideas. And also, failure's not a bad thing if you can learn from it and grow. And so we actually had a child psychologist working with us on the book, too, to really help make sure the messaging was what parents and teachers would want for kids.
Did it help the two of you also grow as brothers? I think everyone who loves you loves the way you challenge each other and really kind of stick it to each other. Because, you know, I look at Drew and I'm like, well, he's always in a suit. Is he going to go in there and pull out that toilet? Because I know Jonathan will. So was it kind of cathartic or just fun for the two of you as brothers to work with a therapist, a professional on a book like this?
Let me point out the one thing, if you've ever noticed on Property Brothers, Jonathan will also not pull out a toilet. He doesn't like
it. Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know it really was. I mean, to really dig in and understand from a child psychologist and see what kind of messaging is important, because we wanted to inspire kids and grow their creativity and support their passions the way that we had when we were younger. I mean, our mom and dad, that's how they raised us.
Well, I have a question just for Drew. We know that you used to dress up as a clown. Did that help you in writing the children's book? Did you tap into that inner clown?
Jonathan and I were both clowns as kids, and the whole reason we got into that is our parents, we had so much energy when we were kids, and our parents were like, how can we get these kids to go do something that's not running around the house and driving us nuts? Oh, hey, kids, clown school, go do it. Jonathan actually continued with the magic. He didn't enjoy putting on the face paint, but he loved the magic. And so that's what he continued to do. He was actually ranked third best in North America when he was
18. Of course he was.
Jonathan, I know we recently I got to see, we went inside your home with an article that I was reading. You were talking about, you know, you're a strong believer in designing around conversation pieces, which seems like everybody always gathers in our kitchen, no matter how nice the rest of the house is. Everybody just wants to talk around that island in the kitchen. Do you guys each have a favorite place, like your favorite room in each other's homes?
Well, this is Jonathan. In my place, I actually love the outdoor space. I designed the pool. I have this amazing water slide that's mildly terrifying. It's so fast. And you know, you can lounge in the pool and watch Game of Thrones on a 15-foot screen that comes down. So that's my favorite. If it's inside the house, I'm definitely lounging in my bedroom. It's my serene place to just relax. I would say for me, does this make me vain that one of my favorite things, because I built this house, was an old historic home, and we restored it, but then added modern functionality. I added a beautiful big master closet because I have a lot of shoes. And let me point out, this, when Drew and his wife, we were renovating their house, I was upstairs framing, and I could hear the conversation they were having in their soon-to-be master. Drew was trying to negotiate her down to 30% of the closet so he could have 70%. Yeah.
And how'd that work out?
Well, we ended up at 60-40.
Okay, all right.
Can you talk to us a little bit about this ride? I mean, it's a weird thing when lightning strikes, I'm sure, for the people that it happens to, whether it's, I don't know, Oprah or Bill Gates or the two of you, where suddenly everyone in the country knows your name. I mean, you got into it, into design and developing homes for people and making them, you know, just a homey place, and that success. But then this is a whole other thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million opportunities that get thrown at us on a regular basis, and we say no a lot because for us, we want, you know, our brand to be a sort of a legacy brand, and particularly looking at Scott Living. So, for example, we just launched, which is actually a feat in its own, we launched in over 1,400 Kohl's stores across the country our brand new Kohl's Scott Living line. And right. So, you know, people can go in and they can find stuff that it's attainable, but it's also super easy to take your home to the next level. And everything we do is based on our dedication to family and to quality. We don't see ourselves as celebrities. You know, Brad Pitt, that's a celebrity. We see ourselves as personalities. I see Drew as a diva. So there's that too. Personalities. People, you know, they'll make buying decisions based on what we suggest because, you know, we inspire them on HGTV in their home. And we just love that we can be there to positively affect people in their home, to give everyone that feeling of their dream home. And that's the natural tie-in to Builder Brothers as well. You know, a friend of mine said a long time ago that some of the best messages in life come from kids' books. And it's kind of true if you think about it. And every book that we put together, it's to reinstill those values with kids that, you know, failure is okay. It's part of the path to success. And working together usually does work out better. And, you know, so that's what I love, that we can reach the whole family, everybody of all ages.
You guys are so cool.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you're just like two of those people that, you know, even though we don't know you personally, you make us feel like we do know you and that you're our personal friends. Yeah. I mean, you just, it's awesome.
Don't make it creepy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, silver for Thanksgiving from now on.
Yeah, you know? Come on over anytime.
I want to see that pool.
It's Drew and Jonathan Scott. They've got a brand new kids book out. It's called Builder Brothers, Better Together. Thanks so much for joining us. You guys have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.